B104.3. Okay, so we are getting ready for a phone call from supermodel Carol Alt, and I can't even tell you how excited I am because I watched the trailer for the documentary that Carol Alt produced. It's called Beyond the Gaze, Julie Campbell's Swimsuit Issue, and it all has to do with Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition that started way back in the 60s, and Carol Alt got her, I think she got her cover in like 1980, supermodel, actress, author, and so that's her we're going to be talking to in just a minute. But I wanted to play you some of the trailer for this documentary, which is streaming now on like Amazon Prime and Apple TV and Fandango at home. You can find it just about anywhere. It's called Beyond the Gaze. Anyway, so here's the beginning of it.
I always worked with the same components. Sky, sun, sand, girl, swimsuit. How did I get started at Sports Illustrated? Oh my God, that seems like 1,000 years ago.
So the thing that I learned in watching this documentary, I didn't know who Julie Campbell was. I also did not realize that Julie Campbell was very instrumental in the success of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. And she also was very protective of the models, not only the cover models, but all the models within the edition. So that's the part that kind of got me. It was very much a women supporting women, empowering the models, helping them to, you know, prevent being taken advantage of.
She looks cute in her bathing suit.
No, not a picture of her bum, but a picture where you see her bum.
Now, get all the now feminist women asking me.
Okay.
It wasn't easy working as a woman in Time Inc.
It was run by men for men.
There was so much to this documentary, and I don't think Carol Alt is in it enough. I may try to ask her about that when we get to talk to her. But it may not sound like a lot to you, but when you watch it, you're going to be absolutely amazed by the strength of Julie Campbell and her influence over Sports Illustrated and the success of Sports Illustrated because of the swimsuit issue that she was in charge of. It's absolutely amazing. I'm so excited to get to talk to Carol Alt. So just waiting on that phone call. And please don't forget, this is Coffee with Kane, and it is fueled by Scooter's Coffee in Farmington. So, okay, I got to get a hold of myself before the phone rings. Oh, here we go. B104, this is Audra.
Audra, it's Michael. I have Carol Alt for you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Audra. It's so nice to hear a feminine voice on the other end.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy to hear that. I just have chills now because, listen, you're around my age. I'm not going to age either one of us. But here's the thing. I looked up to you so much in, you know, at that point in my life when you became a supermodel and an actress and you were dubbed the face, and I could go on and on about all of your accomplishments. But listen, now at this point in our lives, you're still doing things to encourage women in all industries. And I'm so excited that we get to hear from you. Tell us what you've been up to most recently.
Well, by the way, Audra, you are still doing what you're doing as well. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
And you are still encouraging women because you're talking to me about Sports Illustrated, which some women might run away from.
I know. Listen, I get
thank you very much for having me on.
You are so welcome. I got so excited when I saw this. And I'm not going to lie. I cried through this documentary. I watched it from start to finish without stopping.
I did too. Oh, my God.
I just wept. It was so meaningful because, I mean, think about it. How much did we fight against misogyny in our industries because they wanted to make us into dolls, basically, that just, you know, sit there and look pretty, but don't have a voice. Don't say anything.
You know, Audra, It's a unique, Beyond the Gaze is a unique documentary. And by the way, I'm one of the producers of it. I thought it was a very important story and a very controversial story because you were right. Some people wanted us to be pretty and be quiet, not say anything. And I think that the Sports Illustrated bathing suit issue under Julie Campbell's guidance helped us be the powerhouses that we've become today. The Kathy Ireland's with their billion-dollar business and the Cheryl Teagues with their clothing lines and the Christie Brinkley's with their books and their this and their that, you know, and Paulina and Elle. All these women, they have major businesses because this woman was a powerhouse in her own right, and she was like the star man. It fell off on everything around her, which was the girls that she worked with, who she was loyal to and extremely protective of. And she did, you know, beautiful, gorgeous pictures of, to the places where we shot because their economies picked up, to the companies that gave us swimsuits because you could, you know, a female could start a line of bathing suits and suddenly be in the forefront with, you know, a picture in Sports Illustrated. So, you know, she, and by the way, not just to mention the whole magazine itself, which, you know, it's a juggernaut because it's $1 billion a year industry because of that one issue, and it's today the only issue that is still printed because people want to put those pictures on the wall. And MJ Day has taken it into the new century. She, you know, Julie had the first idea of inclusivism, which, you know, bringing other women, Black, White, Asian, Latino. She wanted everybody. And by the way, brunette. Tyra Banks laughed at me one time because I said, you know, they didn't want brunettes back in the day. When I started, it was all blondes.
I think that is...
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that a brunette... Yeah,
I think that's what drew me to you. I think that that's why I liked you, because so many of the other models out there were not brunettes. You and Brooke Shields were two that I looked like. And I thought, oh, I want to be like them. I want to be strong. I want to be in charge. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And thank you so much for the compliment earlier, because, man, I tell you what, it took me almost 30 years to get to the point where I was in charge. And it makes a difference. Did it not make a difference for you that you finally got to be in charge of your career?
It was unique. You have to understand, back in 1979 when I started, okay, there, I just aged myself.
Okay.
But in 1979 when I started, you know, I was the daughter of a fireman. I was trying to get an Army ROTC scholarship. I wanted to be, I was at Hofstra. I wanted to be a JAG, you know, I wanted to be a Judge Advocate General, which is an Army lawyer. So that's where I came from. And this was a summer job. And then suddenly, Julie Campbell puts me on the cover of Sports Illustrated in 1982, I think it was. And my whole life took another trajectory. I mean, there was no stopping after that. I had to go to my parents and say, listen, I'm putting the scholarship on waiver and, you know, seeing where this goes. But I have to tell you, if it keeps going like this, Julie, I'm not going back to school. I'm just going to give that scholarship to someone else. And if I want to go back to school, I'll be able to pay for it myself.
Well,
and, you know, that's really where it came from.
Yeah, you're still going. I followed you yesterday on Instagram because of the pink and orange shoes that you posted on Instagram that I absolutely loved. They were very throwback in color. You are still doing it all. You're still acting. You're still writing books about, you know, nutrition and health, and you're just such a powerhouse. I'm just so amazed by you. This documentary does not give enough about you. And I think that your humility in not putting yourself right at the front is probably showing its face. But you did a fantastic job. Thank you so much for producing this and so much for championing women. I wish I could talk to you all day because you've done so much for women.
Me too, Audra. Me too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Although I will tell you, my daughter gave me a huge compliment yesterday. I showed her a photo of you. She's 28. And she said, Mom, when you smile, you look like her. And I was like, that's the best compliment I've ever gotten in my life.
that's lovely. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Well, you're wonderful. Like I said, I'd talk to you all day, but I can't. So I have to turn you back over. So have a great day. Thank you so much. Carol Ault, you're amazing.
Can I just say that you could find Beyond the Gaze on any platform?
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're awesome. You bet. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, wow. Okay, now you see why I was so excited to talk to her, because she is a champion for women. And that does not mean that there's, you know, anything not to be said for there are men. There were photographers in the documentary, male photographers, who talked about how important it was to not objectify these women. But man alive, I'm just... I love my job, and I love that you guys listen to B104.3 and get to hear wonderful interviews like this with Carol Ault. Don't worry if you missed any part of it. I will have it up with Coffee with Kane on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find the links for that at B104FM.com, and that is /Audra. Add the /Audra onto the end so that you can find me. B104FM.com/Audra. That's Coffee with Kane with Carol Ault and the documentary Beyond the Gaze, Julie Campbell's Swimsuit Edition. What fun.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum. Scooters.